In an effort to make sure that you do have the opportunity to participate, we want to introduce a technology to you. And those of you who are standing in the back, if you don't come up and sit down, you don't get to participate. You'll be like a Florida voter if you're not careful. And this system actually works better than the hanging Chad system. We're going to be able to electronically get your input. We have a joke. I don't know, is Dallas Horton here this morning? We have a little joke in Colorado. If Dallas Horton's at a meeting, he gets the microphone, you add 7 hours to your program. And so to prevent that from happening and to give everybody a vote, you need to grab one of these little devices. So everybody, they should be at your table. If there's not any at your table, there's a bunch up here at these front tables waiting for the true believers. Just look at the back wall. Just everybody turn around and look. These are the people in college who had the really good parties on Friday. Okay, Ron Bowles, Wayne Van. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's always the same crowd on the back row. Now, everybody got one in their hand? Okay, put your right hand over your heart. Put your device in your left and say, "This device does not belong to me. It is not a gift from BIF. This is just a tool I'm going to use this morning. And I promise to leave it in the room when we break for lunch." Okay, it will not turn on your TV. It does not get you free satellite. It will not open a garage door. It has no use other than in this room. Okay? We do want your input, and because we're going to ask you some introductory questions, what we're going to be able to do is capture, this is way less bothersome than National ID, okay? But we are going to capture a little information about you. We're not going to ask you to register a premises, although that'd be a hell of a good idea if we had time. We are going to ask you to respond to some questions so that we can build, as we go through this meeting, a database that will be available to everybody about what segments of our industry are represented here think about the future. And I think Ike did a great job of leading us to that edge of what happens next. So, on this little device, the good news is this. You can, in the 10 seconds you're going to be able to, you can vote as often as you want. And the device will capture the last vote as the 10 seconds runs out. So your choice, you can change your mind 8 times, but as time runs out, the last thing you punch, that's what gets recorded. So you can do it right the first time and set it down, or you can mess with it. Your choice. But the last thing you punch as 10 seconds runs out is what's recorded. Let's put the first question up. We'll make this an easy one. Somebody read this to Dave Nichols if he's still in the back so he can read it. How many BIF conferences have you attended? And your options are 1, this is the first, 2, 2 to 5, 3, 6 to 10, 4, 11 to 20, 5, more than 20, and just punch the button representing the number aligned with your answer. So if this is your first, you push 1. If you're Dave Nichols, you push 5. Okay, and start the time, the clock going. You can see the clock running there. Some of you are trying to remember. It's okay, we're not going to verify her. Okay? So that tells us that we're a fairly young group. Either that or a group that only attends occasionally. So we'll be able to show you the results as we go along. Let's go to that second question. What is your affiliation with the beef industry? 1, seed stock producer. 2, commercial cattle producer. 3, university extension government. 4, affiliated agribusiness. 5, you're a student. 6, other, whatever that might mean. Clock's running. So we'll show you real quick here who you are. Tells us a little something about our promotion. We got to get our customers here. Looks like we need more commercial cattlemen attending this event. Go to the next question. How many years have you worked in the beef industry? 1, less than 5. 2, 6 to 10 years, 3, 11 to 20 years, 4, more than 20. We're an experienced group. So the expectations will be high as the week goes on. Next question, what is your view of the future of the cattle industry? 1, very positive. 2, positive. 3, neutral. 4, negative. 5, very negative. Generally, we woke up on the right side of the bed today. That's good. Next question. What was the most significant breakthrough in genetic improvement? 1, widespread use of AI. 2, individual animal genetic predictions or EPDs. 3, incorporation of ultrasound into genetic estimates for carcass traits. 4, the development of indices. And 5, the widespread use of crossbreeding. Mark Ann's picked out the music if anybody has complaints. It would appear that EPDs gets the nod with widespread use of AI and widespread use of crossbreeding running a close second and third. Okay, the next question. Now, this is one occasion we're going to ask you to answer based on what you do for a living, and so you're on the honor system here. So this next question, we only want cattle producers to answer this question. If you are a seed stock or commercial cow-calf producer, what percentage of your annual disposable income is generated by your beef cattle operation? 1, less than 25%. 2, 26 to 50%. 3, 51 to 75%. 4, more than 75%. Bit of a bimodal distribution there. All the college professors are owned 2 head or represented by the red bar. The next question, this is just for seed stock producers, and we'd like to just get a sense of the size of operations. So 1, you have less than 50 cows on inventory. 2, 51 to 100. 3, 101 to 250. 4, 251 to 500, and 5, more than 500. So just seed stock breeders. And we won't show you the results. We're going to go right to the next question here. Okay. Now the next question, if you're a commercial breeder, we want you to answer this. Same set of options. Go ahead and answer that if you're a commercial cow-calf producer. Okay, and we'll show you the results here. It's a very nice normal distribution in both entities from small producers to large producers. So I think we represent the industry rather well. And then the last demographic question we want to ask you is to lead us into a little bit of thinking about product. Do you retain ownership through the feedlot phase on at least a portion of your cattle or your customer's cattle? So both seed stock and commercial cow-calf producers, please answer this question. Okay, awesome. So that gives us a little idea about 2/3 of us. Are collecting data on cattle through the feedlot and carcass phase of production. Now, none of these meetings happen without people who invest, and I want to thank our sponsors as we go along. The American Angus Association makes this technology available for us today. Let's thank John Crouch and his organization for sponsoring this. This hopefully will provide us a lot of opportunity for all of you to have input as we go through this morning and tomorrow morning. And I hope you enjoy this part of what we're doing, to where everybody gets a chance to actually be on the program without actually having to stand at the microphone, which is really not all that much fun. I also want to thank Ytex, who is the sponsor for our morning program prior to the break, performance programs at a crossroads. And I think it would be safe to say that as an industry, we are at a crossroads, that we are at a point in time where we need to take a hard look, ask ourselves some tough questions. And I thought that Ike's comment about habits creating impasse is worth thinking about. It's easy to do what is comfortable. It is oftentimes hard to do what is right. I cannot imagine a better person to lead us into this next phase of our program than Kent Anderson, who is Executive Vice President at North American Limousine Foundation. If you have met Kent, you know that he lives his life by intent. He has thought about this presentation. Unlike Ronnie Green, who was up at 4 this morning putting his slides together, Kent was working on this 3 months ago. Just kidding, Green. Kent lives his life by intent. If he sends you an email, you never have the opportunity to answer yes or no. If he asks you a question, you had better be ready to invest some time, because it's going to be one that requires some thought. There's not a better person in our industry to lead us off. And so, Kent, if you'd come on up, his topic today will be genetic improvement and who benefits, at what cost, and who pays.